From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns concludes his fourth message in a series of studies dealing with the Lord Jesus Christ's assertions of His deity by using that name which belongs to God alone, I Am. He uses it 7 times in the Gospel of John. In John 10, 1 through 9, we find his third use of I Am. As Dr. Cairns has explained, the passage is an allegory in which Christ defines the character of the under-shepherds, or pastors, as well as the significance of the fold. According to Christ, the fold contains many flocks, representative of the true people of God, who are under the care of a number of under-shepherds. The Lord Jesus makes it clear that He alone is the door, the only way by which anyone gets into the fold. The under-shepherds have important tasks as they care for the sheep. Their primary responsibility is to lead their people to a true knowledge of Christ. The passage also contains a warning against apostasy. For any minister who denies that Christ alone is the door, the only means of salvation, is not and cannot be saved. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, The Leadership of Our Guide. The text is John chapter 16 and verse 13. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. Truth is like a vast cavern into which we desire to enter, but we are not able to traverse it alone. At the entrance, it is clear and bright. But if we would go further and explore its innermost recesses, we must have a guide, or we shall lose ourselves. The Holy Spirit, who knows all truth perfectly, is the appointed guide of all true believers, and He conducts them as they are able to bear it, from one inner chamber to another, so that they behold the deep things of God, and His secret is made plain to them. What a promise is this for the humbly inquiring mind! We desire to know the truth and to enter into it. We are conscious of our own aptness to err, and we feel the urgent need of a guide. We rejoice that the Holy Spirit is come and abides among us. He condescends to act as a guide to us, and we gladly accept His leadership. All truth we would gladly learn, that we may not be one-sided and out of balance. We would not be willingly ignorant of any part of Revelation, lest thereby we should miss blessing or incur sin. The Spirit of God has come that He may guide us into all truth. Let us with obedient hearts hearken to His words and follow His lead.
I trust in God, I trust in God.
Trust in God, I trust in God, He cares for me.
On mountain bleak or on the sea, those for me see.
Oh,
those there are trust in God, I trust in God, He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the sea, the stormy sea, billows
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Life of Elijah. The articles include Power Through Prayer, Called to Carmel, and Deliverance from Despondency. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Germany, as well as a challenge to Christian women on the widely neglected matter of modesty. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How to deal with cults? And can women be pastors? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
congregation will be any more spiritual than the minister who leads it. And you can never lead people to an experience of Christ that you yourself are a stranger to. There's a whole lot of truth in that. Here's this man coming through the door himself. And that's how he can lead the sheep. So he sets Christ before them by precept. That's his voice. He sets Christ before them by his own example. For you know, the minister does his work best by being like the Lord Jesus. He's an under shepherd. I've spoken of Christ as the door, and he's leading the people through because he's going through. But you know, there's also this. He keeps in mind what we learn later in this chapter. I'm only an under shepherd. There is the good shepherd. There is the great shepherd. There's the chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the minister who is living in right relation to Christ will, as 2 Corinthians 3:18 teaches us, will by beholding him be transformed or transfigured into the same image from glory unto glory. And the more like Christ he is, the more he'll be a good under-shepherd. The final thing I'll say is this: to these under-shepherds, Christ specifically makes the promise of verse 9. I think here he's dealing, while the words obviously, as I've made clear, have an application to the sheep as well, to all who will come. Yet I think the primary interpretation here is to the shepherds. I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. So while it's true of the sheep, it's particularly true of the shepherd. So what does it mean then? Some interpret the word saved to mean they'll be protected. They'll be kept from the enemy. There's a lot of truth in that. But others give it the full meaning of salvation, the salvation of the soul. If the shepherd enters in, he'll be saved, yes, personally saved. But is he saved because he does a good job as a minister? No. It's not by or because, but it's in doing his work he is saved. We read this morning in 1 Timothy 4, verse 16. And I have to say that's a verse that always puzzled me. It's a very serious verse. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. A great Church of England preacher of the 1800s said, it is a tragedy for the soul winner or the minister to save others and lose his own soul. That's a tragedy. For me to stand before this people for nearly 30 years and tell them the way to heaven and end up in hell would be a tragedy. But it happens. He went on to say, for the minister to save his own soul and see his people damned is an equal tragedy. So Paul says, Timothy, take heed to yourself as a minister. Take heed to the doctrine. Maintain this doctrine over against apostasy. Maintain this doctrine. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. What does it mean? It's not talking about Timothy saving himself by his own work or his own effort. I think John chapter 10, verse 9 throws a lot of light on this. If we enter in by Christ, we'll be saved. In other words, the minister who lives and serves in and through Jesus Christ as his sole mediator will be saved. The matter is certain that no matter what a man's profession may be, if he repudiates Christ as the door, and that's what Paul's talking about in different language in 1 Timothy 4. He's talking about staying clear of apostasy. Any man, no matter what his profession, who repudiates Christ as the door cannot be saved. In the 1920s, Irish Presbyterianism had a great heresy trial when Professor J.E. Davy was tried for heresy. They found him not guilty, and they later elevated him to be the principal of their college, you'd say their seminary, and later as their moderator for the whole denomination. That's how much they thought of his wicked apostasy. J.E. Davy could sway people because he could get up and he could give his testimony. His father had been an evangelical. He had said he was an evangelical. In his young days, he had even gone to the Keswick Convention in England, and he had got the second blessing. But the fact is, that was his profession. But he said Jesus Christ was a Palestinian Jew who thought that the world was flat. He was just an ordinary Jew with an ordinary Jew's little mentality. He despised his blood. He denied his atonement. He denied his resurrection. And the point that I'm making is the point that Christ is making here. You may make whatever profession you like, but if you depart from Christ the mediator, you cannot be saved. You see, faith is entering into Christ. But it's not a once done for all done deal. It's not that you entered into Christ 30 years ago and that's it. He who enters into Christ is always entering into Christ. He who believes in Christ is always believing in Christ. He who comes to Christ is always coming to Christ. The man who repudiates Christ has never come to him, has never believed in him, has never trusted him. That's the point that the Savior's making. So they'll be saved. But what a glorious, glorious thing it is. He'll go in and out in communion with Christ. That's his walk. And he'll find pasture. That's his work. That's the work of the minister. Never forget that. A minister's called on to do many things. He's a counselor. Sometimes he's a PR man. Sometimes, well, you can go down the list. A lot of things he's got to do. But his chief aim in his work is keeping Christ before him. It's to find pasture for his people. Find pasture for the sheep. God forbid that the day would ever come that needy, hungry sheep come to the services of God's house and they go away hungry, unfed, untouched, unhelped, never pointed to Christ, never feasting on him. Now here's the picture of a happy, holy, well-protected flock, a community, a communion of believers, firmly and constantly facing the experiences of life in the enjoyment of Christ the door, their access to God and all his fullness. How do you become a Christian? Through Christ. He's the door. How do you get into God's service? Through Christ. He's the door. That's the whole key. One mediator. One way, only one, Christ, Christ alone. Now again, there's the door. gone through. Have you gone through that door? Have you entered in to be saved? If not, why not today? And if you're a Christian, God's been dealing with you about your future life, convicting you of the need for service. There's the door, the way in. The porter swings it open. And get in. Spurgeon used to tell his students, if God has called you to be a preacher, do not stoop to be a king. Good advice. I am the door. I am the mediator. I am the only way into salvation. I'm the only way into service in the true church of God. Let's bow together in prayer. Let's all pray. In a moment, the meeting will be over and you'll be free to leave. When dealing with the greatest issues that can face men, the person and work of Christ, personal relationship to Christ, the subject of salvation and of service. If you're not saved this morning, all the ministers and elders and church workers were here as your servants for Christ's sake. Come, let's open the book of God with you. It's time to be saved. And if you are a Christian, God's been dealing with you about service. I understand the fears, the inadequacies that you feel. But if God opens that door, God calls you. Enter in. Whatever you do, do it with Christ before you. Let us all indeed live to get others to Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, we do thank thee today for the Lord Jesus, the one and only way to thee. Oh, how we praise thee for this simple illustration that he gives. Enable us today to enter in, save the lost. Lord, set apart God's people for service. We pray that out of this very meeting thou wilt call under shepherds, send forth young men full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, yea, older men full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, ready to do the work of calling souls to Christ. Hear our prayer. Part us with thy very richest blessing. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both today and evermore. We pray, giving thee our thanks, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.